sometimes I just hit the record button and see what happens. I mean, every time I just hit the record button and see what happens. I rarely know what's going to happen on this podcast or with regard to anything in this fantastical dream of life. So, without further ado, welcome, friends, to another episode of Miracle Soup. Once again, I'm your host, Christoph Heinen. Can you hear that? It sounds like something's getting tortured, but it's just donkeys, I guess, getting maybe fed or something. Lots more mushrooms popping up. I should probably discover what kind these are. It's kind of like in the bolet family. It's got these spongy underbelly again. Could be a culinary delicacy. I just inadvertently pulled one, but mushrooms are so cool. Just amazing. I'm going to figure out what kind of mushroom that is. Friends, it's another episode. It's another day. It's the Wednesday episode. And once again, we're walking three dogs through the woods. I'm also admittedly, I'm just going to admit it straight up, a little bit hungover this morning, a little bit like a little wobbly. Just one of those nights, you know, you see a friend you haven't seen for a long time and you kind of just say F it and, have a really good time. And I was really enjoyed myself. And I also hit that spot where, you know, you're laughing so hard that kind of feels like your eyes are going to pop out, tears are coming out of your face, your sides feel like they're going to split. That's a good place, man. Every now and again, it's so good to go there. And it was right at the bar, so I kind of had to just like put my head down on the bar and kind of just let the waves of laughter pass through. But I'm really grateful for that. And yes, that was with a Miracle Super. We went out. We discussed deep breadth of topic. A wide breadth of deep topic. And had just a jolly, jolly good romp in the city. Which is actually a town. But I'm not going to give the guy's name because that would be disrespectful of the confidentiality of the Miracle Supers community. So, what I wanted to talk about today, after this long and pithy introduction, is just a little report. I've been kind of playing around with this, like, what if kind of thinking, you know? And reading this quantum physics book has really got me kind of in this scientific mental mindset. So what I was thinking was, what if? Starting to like look at life like more playfully, more with more of an attitude of a scientist experimenter. I thought, well, what would happen if I take off my Instagram and Facebook icons on my phone, the apps on my phone, just get rid of them? I didn't delete the accounts, I just got rid of the apps, right? And whoa, it's been a few weeks now, and it's really quite amazing because I still have this itch to scroll. So like I'll check my email, you know, or not so much anymore, but for the first couple of weeks, I was like checking my email like 5 or 6 times a day, just looking at my emails real carefully, actually reading them and all that. And then I started just like scrolling through YouTube, which isn't really something like people just doom scroll on that much, but I started doing that. And then I started to notice, man, how much more peace I am feeling in my life. How much more just chillaxedness I am experiencing as a result of not getting this barrage of impressions coming from these apps. And it's really made me question, you know, what's going on here. I guess it started, I removed the apps shortly before, actually, I read this. Or I listened to the Rich Roll podcast with a recent whistleblower who came out of Facebook and, you know, went all the way through Congress and everything. Basically letting the world know. I forgot her name. It's on the Rich Roll podcast, man. I'll try to put them in the show notes if I can remember. But, you know, Surgeon General Dr. Vivek Murthy, who is also on the Huberman podcast and also the Rich Roll podcast I just listened to, really fascinating guy, really heart-centered guy. I mean, here's the thing. I kind of feel like I'm unraveling from years and years of being the conspiracy theorist, quite the conspiracy theorist. Really, always looking for the angle behind, like, what's the tricky maneuver at work here, huh? And so, of course, my mind went into that with Dr. Vivek Murthy, Surgeon General. I'm like, huh, this guy sounds a little too nice. He's talking about love and harmony. He's talking about bringing families together. He must just be a spokesperson of the evil hand, the evil empire, which wants to dominate, control, and depopulate the planet for their evil agenda of sucking our life force and dominating the world in a continued slave state. And to be honest, like, thinking that way is just getting so flippin' old. I almost said the F-bomb there, and I think it warranted it, but I'm doing my best to reduce swearing in my life. Flipping old. The whole conspiracy theory is like, it's just a way of looking at the world where you're always looking for the worst. You're always looking at the bad. You're always looking at what dark, intelligent force is behind the scenes trying to screw you and your family. And then you want to, like, rise up against that. And then you're just playing into that. You're just playing into that whole Wetiko thing I talked about in the last episode and kind of a bunch of episodes before as well. Just playing right into the whole pointing a finger, blaming, oh, it's the Illuminati, it's the elite, it's the World Economic Foundation, it's Bill Gates, it's such a terrible creep, and it just gotten old for me. I like to be able to listen to a man who's worked hard, gone through school, committed himself to doing the best job he can. I like to be able to listen to a guy like that who speaks clearly and with compassion and talks about the need to bring people together. He talks about the need to, you know, really monitor and put some restrictions on the amount that big tech is, you know, basically harvesting people's attention, especially teenagers and youth, for nefarious purposes. And, you know, the importance of living healthy lives and taking care of one another and being kind. That's what his whole message was in this 2-hour podcast. And I just want to be able to listen to that and think, wow, what a great guy. What a great inspiration. I can be more like that too. Where can I, like, show up and kind of up my game and be kind and, like, adhere to these protocols, whatever, not protocols. Oh, dude, groggy rain, you know, this morning. I hope, guys, just bear with me. Thank you for listening. I love you. You're such a great crew. I know you understand. For anyone out there who's ever woke up with a hangover, you know that words don't always come so effortlessly. Such is my case this morning. But I want to be able to listen to a guy like Dr. Vivek Murthy and say, wow, how cool. You know, there's hope in this world. And there's people in power who do care. And that's inspiring, right? I want to be able to listen to, like, Marianne Williamson talk about her presidency and about the need for sort of revolutionizing the system and actual practical steps that can be done to change the world, And then to just be like, wow, that's inspiring and awesome. Not have to go into like, oh my God, well, did you know that in 1995, she worked for the blah, blah paper, which was owned by the Rothschilds, who, you know, paid her. And then she went into the MK Ultra program and got her mind brainwashed so that she's blah, blah, blah. And I'm so over it, man. I don't want to look at things like that. And so putting down the social media has actually really helped me kind of like wake the flip up. Be like, whoa, how many, and this is the thing, how many of the thoughts that we seemingly think are actually our own? You know, that goes along with all of, with these, like literally there is programming involved when we are seeing, when we're constantly being bombarded with images and messages. Our brains are getting programmed to want certain things, to crave certain things, to think we should be like certain people. I think one of the biggest things is social media. You know, there's just such a hype with making money online and making money and making money and making money. And so that you can basically have more shit, and so that you can look better and be, because that's how success is measured in our culture. It's another thing that Vivek Murthy, Surgeon General, was talking about, just like how shallow and empty and what a dead end that whole mentality is. Whereas what if we shift our gauge of success towards, you know, how many loving friendships do I have? How much time do I get to spend with people I really love? What kind of good am I doing in people's lives? What have I done today, or what have I done this year to make the world a better place, to alleviate suffering of other people? And I've pretty much, I haven't quite deleted my YouTube app yet, but I'm getting pretty close, because same thing. I'm sort of in this place where I want my attention to be as organic and natural, authentic and sovereign as I can make it, really. I want to be really careful with with images that I'm seeing and the things that I'm absorbing. And even just a cursory glance, you know, going through Facebook or YouTube, it's like, really? Do I have to see the dude getting his eyeballs tattooed again for the 400th time this week? I don't want to see that. That's disturbing. I don't want to see the TRX dude in the TRX Ram, the guy in the TRX Ram, like, doing a pop wheelie in the freeway and running over, like, three cars. Like, why do they keep showing me that? Because I clicked on it. Because it got me. It got my attention. That's not a practical, that's not, like, even that entertaining. I mean, slightly. But I don't want to see that. It's not helping my day. It's not helping my focus. So I don't also need to be hearing like the latest expert with 7.5 letters after his or her name telling me about how I should, you know, operate myself in a relationship, because it's just adding to the mass confusion of all of the other data I've picked up about narcissism and psychopathy and codependency and watch out for this and five signs to know that your girl's cheating on you. And then you're like paranoid and you start creating that. And that's what it comes down to. As I begin to realize through the study of quantum physics and just life and working with medicine, this clear message came through a few ceremonies ago. It just said, your thoughts are things. Okay, we've heard the phrase, you know, your thoughts become things. Mike Dooley talks about that, the guy from The Secret. Your thoughts become things. It's like so important. But I was like, no, it's like literally thoughts are things. A thought is like the first transmission of expression into the third, into this world of form, into the 3D matrix. Literally, every single thought is creative. Every single thought creates, literally, that reality. So with that, like, that really puts a shine on what do I want to create? What kind of world? I started thinking, literally, I just want to create my own. I don't create my own world. I want to create my own community and my own little group of friends and my own little reality where I can kind of make up my own rules in a lot of ways. You know, I'm creating my own relationship with my beloved partner. I'm creating my own way of parenting. And I can be really selective about who I'm getting inspiration and who I want to exemplify. Exemplify? Yeah. You know, glean that gift of an example from. I want to be specific with not just some person who I've never met before, who's, you know, got 50 million clicks on their YouTube channel, thing went viral for some reason, and all of a sudden now their message is like the authority of how to be. Like, no, my authority is how my own truth and my spirit is showing me with love. And truth with that gentle voice, with gentleness, not like some bombastic, charismatic, you know, speaker who's got the latest New York Times bestseller, you know, nonfiction on like how to do whatever, even how to make money. Maybe that's not true. Maybe having like $3 million isn't, or like $50 million, or making so much money every month. Maybe that's not actually what I want. It seems like it is. But where do these desires come from? It's really been an exploration for me as of late. So scrolling through YouTube, one of the last guys I was watching, it's this really inspiring bro. His name is John St. Julian. If you still feel called to indulge in the YouTube social media realms, he basically has a very interesting story where he was sort of like, you know, living the American dream, even though he was in England, and he talks like a Scottish dude. I think I mentioned him before, but he was making all this money and doing drugs and, you know, wheeling and dealing, hustling. And he kind of had this wake-up call. His suffering became too great to ignore, and he began fasting and praying and, you know, doing all this kind of like spiritual work and inner growth. And he had a calling to go sort of like volunteer in Tanzania for some street organization of street kids, orphanage kind of thing. One thing led to another, and he like becomes like the head of this non-government organization, NGO, that like took care of kids in Tanzania. And he was like vlogging about it and documenting it. And then through his vlogging, he started kind of like giving these spiritual discourses of the things that he'd learned, and those things started going viral. He started making this money online and, you know, getting donations and everything, cause he got this huge fan base. And he's freaking just like, literally he created a village in Tanzania, this bro. It's a village for special needs kids who are just basically like in these third world countries like Tanzania. They just get like literally like just put in a dark room. Like we don't have the resources, like what to do with like autistic kids, right? And special needs kids. And a lot of them just get like chained up. It's really sad. It's super sad. So he's like, I'm gonna do something about it. And that's super inspiring. And talk about like, you know, when so many of these like influencers are like, oh, look at how successful I am. And I just did these things and followed my dream. And, you know, and now I'm like living in like this top flat suite in Austin, Texas, and driving my Audi, blah, blah. I mean, that's all good. I don't mean to diss wealth. I really don't. But it's just kind of freaking nuts, dude, how much importance we place on that when there are, it's true, man, there are so many people suffering so bad in such dire straits, dire circumstances. And, you know, John St. Julian is like, dude, like, for $4 a week, you know, you can, this kid can go to school, get healthcare, be fed, you know, not have to be chained up in a freaking dark room. This one kid, he said, like, they found him because he literally goes in this off-road vehicle, you know, and they go and just, like, go to these, like, different parts of the cities and Tanzania, and, like, really just, like, they literally just grab the kids and rescue them. Badass stuff. And he's like, one of the kids was just, they was like, his whole life was spent in this room with a cat. And so he didn't know how to talk. He just meowed like a cat. Dude. Oh my God. So he's doing good stuff with the technology. But even with him, his spiritual discourses are like really profound and really sobering, and he's really awake. And they kind of just make me like, it's like too much. It's just still too much information. Even with that, maybe I can take like a little bit here and there, but even with that, I just want to tune into spirit inside me. Like, what is my inner God tube telling me, you know? What's my inner spirit guide, spirit tube saying? My Godstagram influencer, you know, Holy Spirit, where's that guiding me? Where's that? What kind of like messages is that giving me? And what would happen if I start just like letting that be the influence in my mind instead of this huge maelstrom of information and people, everybody on there wanting to get famous, everyone on there wanting to get like a lot of likes, everyone on there wanting to get lots of money and saying all this stuff to get followers and what about just like turning that dial down and literally listening to the trees, literally listening to the crickets at night? Like, what is that message telling me? Or the wind, you know? So, and I thought, wow, well, I don't want to go radio silent, you know? I don't want to just radio silence myself out of all of technology, because that's just, you know, there's this term Luddite, which I learned recently is from this, when they came out with like the textile machines back in the 1800s, and everyone thought they were going to be like put out of their jobs, and they all started revolting, like all these like poor cottage workers in England. And this one guy, his name was Ludd, his last name was Ludd, something Ludd. And he led this revolution. He's like, no, this technology is going to destroy, you know, the whole world. We won't have any work. We won't be able to do anything. So they call those people Luddites, people who are so anti-technology. So I don't think that's very realistic or healthy or like well-informed. But definitely it takes more awareness, intentionality than I think many of us have given to the fact that technology needs to be really used instead of, because if we don't use it with intentionality, awareness, discernment, it's just, it uses us so quickly. And it's not that it technology, it's the people behind, you know, these platforms who, it's just been proven over and over. It's just like, there's so much material out there. They don't really care. They don't have our interests at heart. They have, you know, their bottom line. They have, you know, the stock price, that how the investors are going to feel after this, you know, quarter. That's what's motivating them. And it's pretty sick. It's a sickness, because it just ties more into just this whole measure of success based on accumulation. And, it's not going to take you anywhere. I mean, you can have all the stuff in the want, and your soul can just be decrepit and destitute, living in a wasteland of misery, isolation and malnourishment. So it's not about erasing it all, it's about using it, really using it as a tool to get what you want. It's like literally basically like I got all these tools, right, for my work, you know, doing construction, building, and I got this great hammer and I can use it to like really cause a lot of damage, or I can use it to specifically put nails in the right place to create a beautiful structure or a beautiful creation. You know, a beautiful, like, whatever. The word gazebo comes up because that word was used in the movie Cocaine Bear, which I love, by the way, because I love horror movies. And it's a great movie. But, again, probably something I didn't really need to watch. So I decided that I'm going to continue, you know, putting out a podcast, because to me that seems like this, like, it's a really neat platform to have, like, the whole podcast world. I think it's so cool the way that it sort of invites in really, really deep conversations with people. And it's just such a mind opener and such a great exposer to new ideas. I think I need to keep walking, and I think I need to end this podcast because I think I need another cup of coffee to get on with this day. But yeah, I'm going to still do podcasts. And I'm still going to do email. And what if I just keep it to that? Because I don't like videoing. I don't think people need to be watching more TV. No one needs to be looking at the screen any more than they already are. So I don't want to contribute to that. With the podcast, you can listen to it while you're driving your car, taking a walk, all these kinds of things. But even then, it's really important to listen to the birds and not be plugged in all the time. And this is really something that I feel passionate about. And if you guys have listened this far, I just want to say thank you. Thank you for being a part of the Miracle Soup crew, the family. And thank you for all your feedback and the interesting conversations and the responses and the feedback I get. It's really fun. And I love having fun, and I love all you for listening. And even if you weren't listening, love you anyway, because love is the ultimate reality, and everything else just enforces the illusion of separation, which causes suffering and pain and continues us recycling in this dream of causation and effect and reincarnating over and over until we realize that it's a dream, and we're all one in love with love. And however you want to call it, pretty much comes down to that. Thank you all so much for listening to the Saturday morning installment of Miracle Soup. There we go, 30 minutes. Talk to me if you want to be on the show. Talk to me if you have any questions, subject matters, or any good book recommendations. Because that is another cool thing that's not on a screen, unless you have a Kindle, but it's way more benign than doom scrolling, being programmed by the Wetiko mind virus, which we want to transmute with creativity, art, and integration. Love you all so much. Peace out.